And if you put the baby in the carriage and you go out, you say, I'm going to go, and while I'm throwing, I'm going to
push the baby. Push the baby carriage.
Okay, you have several children. The one that's sort of the most mature, not necessarily the oldest, you might say, he's the most
reliable
or dependable.
Okay, if one is going to have a child, you say she's
pregnant.
That's if you're being very polite, but there are a number of other terms you might use. I wonder if some would be used here in this community.
Well, some used to, we'd say family way.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have a baby.
And I wonder if you ever had people in the community who would help to deliver a baby if the doctor wasn't available.
Midwife.
If a boy and his father have the same appearance, you might say the boy
favors his father.
You're talking about a mother who's brought up several children, say three children, you say. She has, what has she done to those three kids? She did a good job of
raising them.
I'll turn it around and say, did a bad job.
All right, if you're saying to a child whose mother did a bad job, haven't you had any
training?
Raising.
Okay, suppose you're talking to a child and who's doing something he shouldn't do and you're trying to give him a sign. You say, you better stop there. You're going to get a
spanking.
Talking about kids, you might measure their height every year, see how much they grow. One boy might grow a whole lot 1 year, you might say. Bob, you're 5 inches taller now. You certainly have
grown.
Or you might say, that Bob came up so fast you could almost see him
grow.
Okay, what terms would be used in this community for a child born to an unmarried woman?
Legitimate.
Are there any sort of joking terms that you're familiar with that might be used?
I heard them called woods colts. As you know, it's the slang. More.
If you're comparing two children, you might say, now Jane is pretty loving, but Peggy is even
more so.
And your brother's son would be called your
nephew.
Okay, a child who loses both parents and is brought by somebody else would be called
orphan.
And the person who is appointed to look after an orphan might be a legal
guardian.
Tell me about all the people that are related to you. You might say, I'm going to ask all my
relatives.
Do you ever use other terms?
Kinfolk.
If you're talking about someone who has the same family name as you, maybe even looks like you, but there's no legal relationship, you might say, well, actually, I'm
no kin to him.
If you're talking about somebody who comes into town, never been there before, he's a
stranger.
If from a long, long way away, would he be something other than a stranger? Maybe out of country?
Foreigner.
Okay, I want to get you to say the name, some proper names for me. There's a common name for a girl beginning with M.
Mary.
And who was George Washington's wife?
Martha.
There's a nickname for the name Helen that starts with an N.
Lola.
Or sometimes it's made into a two-syllable word with a Y on the end.
Nancy.
Or
Nellie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the person whose name, William, may actually be called
Bill.
Or when he's little, he might be called
Billy.
Who wrote the first of the four Gospels?
Paul.
Somebody, Mark, Luke, and John.
Matthew.